His, and we're in His hands. God, I believe, does have a plan for our lives, and He moves and works as He wants that plan to unfold in our lives, and we surrender to that. This morning, as we again gather into God's house, we begin with baptism, and I think about the things that happen in the life of the church and the traditions that we do in the life of the church. You know, baptism is certainly one of those. And we think about what people rely on and need the church for, you know, baptism and communion and things that the church does and weddings and funerals. And, you know, if we think about it, as I shared in our renovation project and thinking back in the history of this church and all the people have been baptized here in these waters and been baptized at the beach or in other places as a part of the ministries here in our church, how pleasing that is to God. And how today, when we're doing this, and you guys kind of got excited. That was okay, you know, cheering. But man, I believe He's really cheering. And lots of people are cheering in heaven that we've gained somebody, someone else has decided to follow Jesus. And whenever you do that, make that decision, God is pleased and happy with us. And so we begin with baptism, which again, as I've shared before, that water doesn't change anybody or anything. It's just representation of when you go down in the water, your old life, and you come up this new life that you have in Christ when you surrender to Him and you're going to live for Him, and that hope that you have and that joy you should be sharing because He is your Savior. You've surrendered your life to Him. And then today at the end of our service, we're going to come and be reminded of the body that was broken and the blood that was shed. A couple weeks ago when we did baptism, I shared in Scripture how Jesus was baptized and therefore He baptized, and how it's important for us to be baptized as an outward sign of our faith. And then we come to the table to break bread together to be reminded that the body was broken, the blood was shed. So these things that we do to remember God's love for us, I mean, sometimes maybe you do need some bubbles and a little saying that says that let God's love bubble over your heart, because sometimes we're going through a difficult time and a situation has come up that we're not expecting, and we are frantic and panicking, and we forget that God's love is still with us. It's always with us. That He came to the cross and He died for us, and His journey as He was healing people and meeting needs of the hungry and whatever those needs were, and He was baptizing people, but He was baptized too, right? And He suffers and He dies and again, and we believe He's coming again. And when we do all these things, we gather in His house, and when we come before Him for all these reasons, and we come to be witness of baptism, or we are baptized, and we come to the table, I believe God is pleased with us. And this morning, we're going to answer this question: who are you? Who are we all? I mean, Jesus came, and He knew who He was, right? But His whole journey here, He was trying to help people understand who He really was, where He came from, who sent Him. That was His struggle. That was His entire journey, all the way to the end. And again, He went to pray. He went alone to pray. We should pray. He was baptized. I believe we should be baptized. He was immersed in water. And all these things that Jesus did, again, was an attempt to help people realize who He was and why He was here. And in Scripture this morning, we're going to be looking in verse 21 through 30. This is another conversation that Jesus is having with the Pharisees. They're asking all these questions, but they don't know who He is. Who are you? And a lot of us today still don't know who we are. I see people and deal with people. You see people and deal with people on a daily basis, or come to the table and serve Him and do our best to live for Him. That's who we are in Christ, and God is pleased with us. So we're going to look at verses 21 through 30 against this conversation, these Pharisees, as you go back to the beginning of chapter 8 and coming down through there. They're disputing His testimony. They're disputing who He says He is, and they're asking all these questions, which is good, right? We today are supposed to study God's Word and meet together and ask questions, right? There are lots of resources you can go to in studying God's Word, but I think the best is when we come together and share our thoughts and study God's Word to with each other and share what God has spoken to us. We learn from that. So as it begins here in verse 21, it says, once more, Jesus kept repeating Himself, right? He did a lot of re-teaching. The people weren't getting it. They weren't understanding it. And He just
and he did it with love and made everything a teachable moment. Once more, Jesus said to them, I'm going to go away, he says. I'm going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. Knowing that he's trying to teach them that God sent him, he is his son, and he's going to be leaving. He's going to die, and he's going to be lifted up, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit will be here, but he will return. And so the question is he saying, are you told once more, I'm going away? We know God's scripture, he says he goes away and he's prepared a place for all of us that believe and he'll be back. So this made the Jews ask him, will he kill himself? What's he mean by that? Is he going to kill himself? Why he says, where I go, you cannot come? And then in verse 23 it says, but he continued, you are from below and I'm from above. You are of this world and I am not of this world. So he's again trying to remind them that God sent me to this earth. And that's who I am. I am his son. And I've come to save the world. And I'm healing people and meeting people's needs and loving people and showing compassion on them. And I'm going to go away. But you can be with me someday if you believe what I'm saying to you. If you believe who I am. Answering that question, who are you, if they really believe that. I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am he. You will indeed die in your sins. Ooh. If we don't surrender to Jesus, if we don't decide to follow him and give our lives to him, then, I mean, there's heaven or hell. I mean, it's very simple. So again, and I don't know, I think that, you know, all of us, we have to repeat things to our children, and when I have to repeat things to adults, we sometimes get frustrated, right? And so Jesus, again, it says, but he continued, and he begins here and says, once more, Jesus was trying to help them understand, this is really who I am. Just believe. And that's all we have to do is believe in who he is and do our best to live for him. Not being perfect, realizing we all sin, and God forgives us of our sin, right? God will forgive us of our sin if we ask him to. And he says, you're going to die in your sins. Well, that's for all of those that don't believe and haven't given their hearts to Jesus, right? And haven't surrendered to him. I don't know if you are aware, and I apologize that I haven't said much about this, but you know there's a Will Graham, a Franklin Graham, a Billy Graham crusade coming to this area. You know, they used to have those all over the world. Billy Graham and his sons and grandson are a part of that. And so that ministry has been working since last year, putting together, there's a lot of work involved in that. And I went to the first two meetings and haven't been able to go to any more of those. So you'll probably start to see things on Facebook and in the news. It's going to be happening in the spring at Fairmont State College at the Feaster Center. It's going to be in the spring. And it's again, there's churches from all over. They had a meeting not too long ago at Trinity. The place was full of people from all over the state, really, that were coming together, and they're providing this training. They're providing this training for people who can be counselors, because in the very first meeting that I went to, they said this isn't just about that one night event, or that it's actually three nights. It'll be a youth night. I think it'll be for three nights, but it's just not that one time that you come. They're preparing people before it even happens, and just engulfing in prayer and spending time in God's Word and preparing people to pray with people that make this decision that we're talking about here this morning and turning from our sins to live for Him. And it wasn't Will Graham or Franklin Graham at that meeting, but it was one of his spokesmen who said one of the things they have found in all the years of those crusades, that people come down when they start singing Just As I Am, and they give them a packet, and they give them a packet. So they're really trying to have enough counselors, so if people come forward at that revival, right, crusade, that when you come forward, if someone's actually going to talk to you and pray with you, and yeah, get some information, but these big crusades you see on TV, I still watch a little Graham classics, right? You see all these people come, and they're making decisions. And they might pray with them in a whole group, but, and they give them a packet, but is there any connection afterwards? So this crusade is they're hoping the place will be jam-packed, and maybe standing room only, even standing outside and putting up projectors. There'll be that many people that are coming to realize how much they need Jesus, and to come to repent of their sins and not just feel good about that event, but actually make a commitment and have a relationship. And they're really hoping it'll help the churches, helping these people. All these people come forth after saying, hopefully they'll all be connected to a church, go to church somewhere, and grow in their faith. And so Jesus here is trying to tell the whole world who he is. He's explained to these Pharisees who don't believe. And even the disciples who were closest to him still didn't believe in most cases. You're going to die in your sins if you don't listen to who I am and believe who I am and surrender to him. That's what he's telling them. And who are you? They ask again. Now he just told them. Who are you again? Now we do that sometimes when we forget people's names, you know, and you've been teaching for a long time, and kids come up to you and say, well, hi, Mr. News, do you remember who I am? You can lie and say, yeah, or you can just tell them, no, I really don't. What's your name again? And then you might remember, and I remember way here back in the third grade, but sometimes you might say, who are you again? Or have you been talking to them for a while? What'd you say your name wasn't yet? Well, Jesus has been telling them over and over who he is. Just what I've been telling you. I can just imagine how, and I'm sure Jesus in his loving presence, just what I've been telling you from the beginning. Most of you say, I've been telling you this from the beginning. But Jesus, who is loving and kind and compassionate and all that he does, says, just what I've been telling you guys from the very beginning. Right? And so, these teachable moments, who is this guy? Well, who is he? I mean, do you believe who he is? And it says here, I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world. So he's not coming to make any judgment. He's just doing what his dad told him to do. He's here. He's trying to help people understand who he is. And if you don't surrender and believe in me, you're going to die in your sin. That's basically what he's trying to tell them. And the one who sent me is trustworthy. He is. And I'm just here to tell him, tell the whole world. I'm just here to share a message of who I am. And hopefully you'll believe that. They did not understand. They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. And that's what Jesus was trying to help them understand. I mean, I've been sent from above. You're here. I've been sent from above. So Jesus says in verse 28, he says, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing on my own, but just speak what the Father has taught me. So he's telling them that, I'm not here on my own. I'm not making this up, right? God has sent me. And when the Son of Man is lifted up, and I go back to heaven, right? I do nothing on my own, but just speak what the Father's taught me. So that's who he is. He's been sent from his Father above. And he's just doing what he told him to do. He's saying what he's told to say. Just like here in the Baptist Church. I'm not making this up. I pray that God will give me a message, that God will tell me what to share with you, what I need to know, what scripture to read, and I'm just sharing what God's laid on my heart right there in his word. This is what the Father has taught me. And I believe he's very genuine in saying that. We don't really know his tone of voice, but we know he's loving and kind and compassionate. He says, the one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I will always do what pleases him. Verse 29. The one who sent me is with me. Do you believe that? The one who sent Jesus and the one who sent his son Jesus to die for us is the one that's with us. We believe that through the Holy Spirit. For I always do what pleases him. Do we always do what pleases God? All of our lives we try to please other people and all the people around us. But these things that we do in his name, these things that we come together in community, that's what pleases God. When we do the things that he's asked us to do, when we do the things he's called us to do, when we listen and pay attention and we follow his word, just as Jesus tried to tell them, hey, I'm not making this up. All that I'm telling you was told to me. So when we surrender our lives and decide to live for Jesus and do our best to honor that and to serve him and be a part of a church and share the word and be compassionate, loving to all people, that's what pleases him. And so it says in verse 30, as he continues to speak, and as Jesus is continuing to repeat and reteach, he's speaking, many believe in him. They're starting to believe, and that's what happens. And we know that in his ministry, and as it continued, more and more people started to believe. And when it came to the cross, Some people say he didn't know who he was.
And we're saying crucify him.
So this scripture this morning that we read is a reminder of who Jesus is, who he came to the earth. He proclaimed to be exactly who he was. He proclaimed to be the Son of God. His Father in heaven sent him, and everything that he did and everything that he said was instructed by God. Just like everything that we say and do is instructed by God, and we're led by the Holy Spirit. Even as he spoke, many believed him. So this morning, the question is if I come up to you and say, who are you? Or Jesus, again, was trying to explain who he was. Shouldn't really have to do that, right? And if you, we were asked you who you are in Christ, you shouldn't have to tell people, oh, I'm a believer, I love Jesus, I'm living for him. People should be able to see that. Because if we're doing what Jesus was just trying to please God. That's all we're trying to do, right? I'm trying my best as the pastor of this church to just do what God calls me to do. Yeah, I want you guys to be happy. I want you guys to be pleased with people. I really like it here. I like to stay here for a while, right? But I'm doing what pleases him. Praying with people, leading people, hanging out with kids, hanging out with middle school kids. That really pleases me. I know some of you are like, you've lost your mind. But that pleases. That's what God, I believe that's what God's called me to do. So this morning, before we come to this table and before we break bread together and drink the cup together, do you really believe who he is? I believe you do because you're here this morning. But if you've never made that decision to live for him and to follow him, I pray that you would do that this morning. Because that would certainly please our Lord. Father, we thank you again this morning. Thank you for your presence in this place. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, who came to save the world. He came to meet needs, to show love and compassion to the whole world. But he came to die for us, that our sins might be forgiven. And we have to believe that. And believe who he is. As we read scripture today, understand who Jesus was is what our faith's all about. And God, when we come to that point where we realize that and surrender to you, it pleases you. God, may all that we do please you. And I believe coming to this table today will be pleasing to you as we surrender to you and as we're reminded of how much you love us through this broken bread and this cup that represents you, the blood of your Son, Jesus. God, help us just not to think about soup right now or anything else that's coming up today or the rest of this week. Just to spend a few moments with you. Because I believe that really pleases you as well. When we forget about everything else and just spend time with you, that pleases you, O Lord. God, we love you. God, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.